Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gunzo G just making a video about white flight. Well, let's go. Yes everyone, right now there's a lot of attack against white people. Yeah, everybody gets mad about white people this, white people that, but you're giving them no choice. Like the Delbert guy that created Delbert, he said white flight, and it's because of this. Oh yes, I know a lot of these basketball Americans try to mimic white people. That's how they take their clothes, their music, their women, their everything. But yeah, it's just white envy, in my opinion, but what do I know, right? Well, isn't it funny? The more things change, the more they stay the same. Different president, but fucking same old bullshit. Well, let's go, right? FYI, if you're ever in a situation, you see a new person, you don't know if they're crazy or not, you should be on your guard. I always am, because stuff like this happens. And this is not right. Just an opinion. Yeah, all this happened because the white dude told the black dude that you're sitting in the wrong spot. And the black dude had a meltdown, and then he sticks him in the heart like a vampire. Yes, and then what happened to this poor dude? Yeah, he croaks right there, and that's that. Yes, because this scientist wanted to not move, so this happens, but you know, it's always the white man's fault, right? Right? Huh. You know you could defend yourself, right? You should stop being passive. But that's a decision that every man has to make for themselves. Don't be a bitch. Just saying. It's sad that this guy had to lose his life for him to learn this lesson, but he does have his brother, and hopefully his brother learned a valuable lesson. Yeah, I have a clip of the dad forgiving this dude. Well, let's watch. I wouldn't have forgiven the guy. For me, I'd be in my vendetta, religious, holy crusade, whatever you want to call it. But let's watch the clip and see what this poor hurting father has to say.
The sad part about it is he died in his brother's arms. They were twins, identical twins. And his brother was holding on to him, trying to...
Yeah, having someone die in your arms is not a cool thing. Yeah, and especially if that's your twin brother. I seen people die in front of me, my eyes. I never hold nobody in my arms die, but I could imagine that's some traumatic thing, especially your own brother, your own flesh and blood, that you seen him forever and now he's suddenly gone. That's something to wrap your mind down. Yeah, from someone that's gone is gone, and that's that. But the people that suffer, the people that get left behind, like this poor family. And this man has compassion in his heart, because me, no, I'm just a vindictive person. Hence why I have my channel, right?
Make it stop bleeding. And he died in his brother's arms. And I rushed up there and I saw him on the gurney.
I don't know, to me it seems that it's not white people that's the problem. It's this false sense of entitlement. Yeah, that's what the problem is. They fill these people's heads up with all these false thoughts of grandeur, and it turns out they're nothing but jackasses. It's just a personal opinion, but I don't know, whatever, right?
And I could tell, they said he wasn't breathing. I could see all the blood. I saw where the wound was.
Understandably still in shock, Jeff Metcalf says a precious memory was made just this past weekend when he took his twin boys hunting.
You know, because of this tragedy, they should pass a law. Every time something messed up, they pass a law. Like Megan's Law or Amber Alerts and stuff like that. They should make something about this. Yeah, there's some people that are doing things that other people shouldn't be suffering. Nobody should be suffering this kind of loss. Just because some people is mentally not there. Not cool. Not cool at all. You know what's funny? Because I know some black people and they all believe this weird racism thing, that there's this race war. And I point it out to them and the cognitive dissonance is just... it blows my mind. They just look at me like I'm retarded. It's like, what the fuck? And he goes, dude, you have all this money, you have all these cars and properties, and you still believe in racism? You're fucking stupid. Shut up. Oh yeah, this guy pisses me off, but whatever. I'm a minority too, but I'm not that stupid, so what the fuck? What? Just because you're darker than me, that makes you more entitled or what? I don't know. These people have some weird views, in my opinion, but whatever.
That's where Austin got his first hug. Well, this morning at around 10, he rushed here to Kirkendall Stadium, where the Memorial High School student athlete suffered a fatal stab wound during this track and field meet. Frisco police say a fight broke out between two students when one stabbed the other. More than 100...
You see that? Someone lost their life over stupid shit. Yes, one guy couldn't keep his cool because they told him they used it in the wrong spot, and he had a meltdown. That is not cool. Oh, so you had to move. It's not like you're going in the back of the bus, pal. Come on. I'm just so tired of this stupid manufactured race bullshit, but whatever. If you don't think we're going to have a civil war because of these kind of shenanigans, you have another thing coming to you, but let's continue, right?
Student athletes were participating in this meet. Fortunately, they were safely evacuated. Police arrested the suspect. He is 17-year-old Carmelo Anthony of Frisco. He is now charged with murder. Some students, unfortunately...
Yeah, knowing how messed up our legal system is, this faculty would probably give him like a slap of the wrist and they give him community service for murder, right? They'd probably lower it down to like jaywalking or, I don't know, assault maybe. Oh, it's just the world we live in, right?
Witnessed this deadly encounter and have been interviewed by police. Despite life-saving efforts, the 16-year-old victim died at the hospital. Austin, his father shares, was born 2 minutes before his twin brother, Hunter, the two inseparable as...
Poor dude, his name is Hunter? I guess after meeting this guy, he's now hunted. Poor guy. Well, rest in peace, my friend.
You can imagine, Austin is being remembered as an outstanding student at Memorial High, his football team's MVP, and a young man of faith.
This kid that died had a bright future ahead of himself, and he lost it, all because of some stupid misunderstanding. And it wasn't even a misunderstanding, it was the guy because he felt like he deserves to be there and he could do whatever he wants. But now the poor kid is gone, and a family's been torn, and now that other guy's going to prison. If there's justice, then the guy will go to prison, but who knows? Fuck this world.
Father grappling with loss and forgiveness.
I'm not trying to judge, but what kind of parents did this child have?
I'll tell you the exact parents this guy had. Trash. Nothing but trashy people. They just congealed and make more trash. Trash begets trash. That's what happened. There is no discipline. They just let these people run amok and go run wild. And this is what happens. We have rules and laws. Well, we're supposed to. But when some people don't follow them, they do whatever the hell they want. This happens. So, yeah. This is the bed you made. Now lie in it.
What was he taught? He brought a knife to a track meet. And he murdered my son by stabbing him in the heart. The guy was in the wrong place, and they asked him to move, and he bowed up. This is murder. I don't know. I know they have someone in custody.
Yeah, I wonder what this father's gonna say or do when he finds out that he doesn't get justice for his son, and this guy gets off scot-free. You don't think it could happen? Okay, then. Yeah, I don't know, but these people do some stupid shit and then they want you to forgive them. I don't know. Like, did you know they gave Will Smith a street over there in Philadelphia? Yeah, they named it the Will Smith Way. Yeah, slapping dudes and being a little bitch, that's the way, right? But, I don't know, man. This is some bullshit. There's some people that need to be checked. Just saying, right? Yeah, that's why I actively avoid certain peoples. Just saying. And I'm not even white. Well, I'm white adjacent. I'm a wetback, so... But I know some people... Whatever. We're all people, but some people are different than others. Just saying. At least I know I have enough common sense to know this is bullshit. But you do you, boo.
And you know what? I already forgive this person.
Already?
Already. God takes care of things.
Hey, you know what? God helps those that helps themselves. Yes, God doesn't want you to be a lazy fuck. And what are you going to do when you don't get justice that you should get? It's going to happen. You don't think so? They always give these people a slap on the wrist. Remember what happened last year? That guy that ran over those people during Christmas? What color was his skin? What was the color of the skin of the people that he ran over? Do you remember?
God's going to take care of me. God's gonna take care of my family.
The victim's father says these two teens did not know each other before today. We do need to stress that police have not said what they believe led up to this deadly encounter. There is a prayer vigil tonight at 7 p.m. at Hope Fellowship Church right here in Frisco.
Hey, white people, here's some friendly advice. Don't put up with this shit. Because if you don't have any balls, someone else will. And then they're gonna take your spot. If that's what you want, go right ahead. Enjoy your bed. Yes, remember, they're actively bringing in your replacements. What do you think all these foreigners are doing? They're replacing you, buddy. Woohoo! Is that what you want? Well, you gotta make that choice, but the way I see it, you're gonna go the way of the dodo. So if you don't wanna suffer that, you better change your life. Just saying. Yeah, sometimes you gotta pick and choose your battles, but there's some battles that you have to fight to the better end. And that's something that every individual has to make. So yeah, you better pick yourself by the bootstraps, as they say, clean your act, and be the best person you can be. Because if you don't, then it's oblivion. Well, I gotta go do my thing and make this day happen. So you guys be the best people you can be, kick ass, rock out, and take care of yourselves. Goodbye. Oh yeah, and P.S. If you don't think this bullshit happening around your neck of the woods, think again. Bye-bye.
This video is gonna make the comment section go crazy. He is brown, she is brown, and they are brown. This is the brownest city in all of Europe. Welcome to
London!
The royal family may be white, but the rest of London is not. London has become the most diverse city in all of Europe.
I'm from Nigeria.
I'm from Ukraine.
I'm from Sudan.
I'm from Japan.
I'm from Somalia.
It's not just people. The national dish is Indian.
This is tikka masala.
The mayor of London has family from Pakistan. There are nearly 300 languages spoken.
Abakabar. Balasani.
And in one street, more than 270 nationalities live.
But why is London so diverse? Well, it comes down to a hardship.
England colonized a lot of countries.
The British Empire invaded 90% of the countries of the world.
In the last 500 years, London went to many countries. And 500 years later, the same countries are coming to London.
I think our immigration policies have allowed a lot of diverse cultures to come and mix. I think it's fantastic.
Despite the history, London is now where people come to build a new life. So, if you're brown like me, you have a new home in London.
That's 1 minute. See you tomorrow.